The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor of KIOW Radio in Forest City and Eric Van Sickle of the Waverly Newspapers. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, the Senate Judiciary Committee and, of course, everybody in Congress right now is looking at this Mueller investigation and the resulting report. What are your thoughts on this right now?
My thoughts are simply this, that this thing started out 2 years ago with accusations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And the special counsel came to the opinion that there was no collusion. So I'm glad there was no collusion for two reasons. One, it might give Trump now a chance to govern if he can be left alone by other investigations that probably are more politically oriented than oriented towards legislative issues. And the second thing is, it would be god-awful if we did have proof that Russia worked with a presidential campaign. Now, we do know that Russia tried going way back to at least 2014, so that's still 2 years of the Obama administration. They tried to stir up turmoil in the United States, and it looks like they did a pretty good job of doing it, which leads us to two things. One, we got to do all we can to make sure that through the internet and other vehicles that they don't do that in 2020, and also that we get people to understand that the Obama administration didn't do much about the Russian interference when they were president. Waverly?
Yes, Senator. In that Mueller report, he had documented 10 separate occasions where Mr. Trump had attempted to obstruct justice, but his aides basically talked him out of it or refused to do that. Now, if that is proven, the House Judiciary Chairman has said that would be grounds for impeachment. What do you feel about? And also, Mr. Mueller had said that he could not bring charges on obstruction because of DOJ OLC policies that a sitting president cannot be indicted for a crime, but it's actually up to up to Congress to make that determination. If the obstruction charges are proven, do you feel that this is grounds for removal of Donald Trump?
Well, I'm going to answer your question from a legal standpoint, not a political standpoint, because impeachment can be political and legal, and so you don't have to prove beyond a benefit of a doubt to get a president impeached. In the case of the legal aspects of it, is that Mueller could have filed charges, even though you aren't going to try a president in court while he's president of the United States, according to the regulations you cite. But if he was guilty of something, Mueller wouldn't be doing his job if he didn't indict him accordingly. And the fact that he didn't indict him, I think, proves that he didn't have much of a case.
Okay, AJ?
Senator, you talked about the nation having a strong economy, labor markets looking good right now, but there are concerns about Medicare. And you mentioned something about it being in the red in about a decade. Are there things that you see moving forward in Congress to try and fix this issue?
No, and it's sad that it's not. One thing that it won't move forward is it would take bipartisan cooperation to move such a piece of legislation, particularly in the United States Senate. And I don't see that Democrats are willing to tackle it. And for that matter, since 2016, I haven't even seen Republicans talking about tackling it. And then second is the fact that the president said during the campaign that economic growth was going to take care of the problems with Social Security and Medicare. Economic growth of 3.5% instead of the 1.5% under Obama will truly help. But it's going to take dramatic changes to Medicare and Social Security to make them solvent for the 75-year period of time into the future that trustees look ahead. And I think it's a sorry situation that we aren't dealing with it, because it's easier to deal with it before than after yesterday instead of today or tomorrow. Waverly?
Yes, pigtailing off of that question, and it's more on the Medicaid side. One of your Democratic colleagues had requested CMS to investigate Iowa's managed care model, especially with the fact that two of the three original MCOs had come out of state. What do you think about that investigation that was taken up by CMB or CMS? Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen a state that got a waiver, and 38 states have a waiver. So 38 states are doing what Iowa's doing, and that's about 80% of the Medicaid population. So overwhelmingly, privatization is nothing out of the ordinary. Now, whether it could be working better in Iowa, I think it could be working better in Iowa. But I think that once the federal government gives a waiver to Iowa, as they did 3 years ago, I don't think I've never heard them taking back a waiver. Now, maybe there's things that CMS ought to do to see whether Iowa's abiding by the federal law, and I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Okay, AJ.
Senator, there was talk some time back, and we've actually experienced that here close by, about abuse occurring in nursing homes. And you mentioned something about the fact that one-third of nursing home residents have experienced harm while under care in federal facilities. What actions are going to be taken to try and correct this, or at least try to prevent this from a congressional standpoint?
Well, every nursing home, unless they don't get Medicaid and Medicare patients, are going to be under federal law and state law. With state law and state investigations, also inspections, being the primary source. But the federal government has a responsibility to make sure that the states are doing their job. And so we held a hearing on it, and we're doing some further study, but I don't have any recommendations right now to give you on things ought to be changed. But I can tell you one thing that is badly in need of further consideration is too many nursing homes have had the highest five-star rating, and then in turn, and one of these was in Iowa, turned out to be a place where a patient died as a result of lack of care. So we've got to get more accurate estimation of how good these nursing homes are, so that when you call up about your mother or dad going to a nursing home and they say that they're a five-star operation, that they really are the best in the business.
Okay, Eric, and this will be the last question for today.
All right, heading back to the Mueller case. William Barr, the Attorney General, had both sent you a letter, sent your body a letter about the report back in March, and then on Thursday had a press conference basically detailing his interpretation of the Mueller report. However, it's been shown in news reports and actually people reading the document that William Barr may not have accurately reflected what was in the report. And some people have accused him of sounding like the president's personal attorney, not the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America. Do you feel that William Barr is derelict in his duties in that regard?
I'm going to answer your question two ways. One, Barr's going to come before the Congress. We're going to be able to vet this whole thing and come to a conclusion. I think Barr is very well qualified to be Attorney General, and I base that on the 2.5 years that I worked with him when he was Attorney General under George H.W. Bush. The second approach that I'm going to give you is more of a political answer to your question than it is a legal answer, and that is that I'm just totally flabbergasted at people that are saying, and I know you're quoting other people, and maybe you may believe this or not believe it, that he could possibly be an attorney general for the president. instead of an attorney general for the people of the United States. I don't believe that. But what's ironic is the very same Democrats that are saying that now, as I see, hear them on television all the time, when Eric Holder said that he was a wingman for President Obama, meaning that he was there to protect the president or whatever it takes to be a wingman, like in the Air Force, you know, you're there to look out for somebody else. It sounds to me like he was an attorney general for the president, not for the American people. Now, maybe both of these things are stretched out beyond the limits of realism, but it's still wrong to have two standards. One standard that Barr can be an attorney general for the president and not the American people, and when Holder says what his main job was, those same people didn't raise any cane about that 3 or 4 years ago. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, AJ and Eric, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.